So, good morning, everybody. I'd like to invite, like to welcome my special guest today, Tom Wedding, who is all the way from Australia. And this is the first time we've actually had someone from Australia in our show, which is extremely good, especially because I spent a couple of years out there many years ago, and I've actually got dual nationality. So it's great. It's great to have a real life Aussie come and
That's
sort of
awesome.
talk to us. And also, he's going to, I think it's really interesting what he's going to say, because he's going to explain to us how he grew his Facebook group to a massive size and how he monetized it and got all these clients and everything from it. And it's actually a technique that we can do. He's going to explain to us, break it down and tell us exactly how we can do it. So I'm really interested for myself, because I've tried to create Facebook groups in the past, but I've never really been that successful. I've always sort of fizzled out quite quickly because there's so many groups nowadays. So yeah, I'm really interested in what he's gonna have to say. So Tom, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Yeah,
And hopefully I can do Australia proud.
I'm sure you can. Yeah. So and you're so you've achieved all this success as well at an extremely young age as well. So how old are you?
I'm 22, so yeah,
Yeah, which is
definitely like I guess
amazing.
a little
Seems
bit of
like
progress has
almost a
been made.
baby, really, but you've, you know,
Yeah.
this is fantastic, really. So, yeah, that's great. So, where are you calling in from today?
I'm in Brisbane, Sydney at the moment. I was in Brisbane last month. It totally flooded there. Like it was raining for about a week straight. So many houses just went completely under. You could just see the
Really?
rooftops. So it was pretty scary.
Oh, wow. Because I know you move around a lot, don't you? You've been like in
I
Adelaide,
do.
Melbourne, Brisbane, and Sydney. So how long are you in Sydney for now? Or you
I'm not too sure yet. Kind of just playing it
just,
by ear. I'm a little bit spontaneous like that. Just kind of venturing
yeah.
around, traveling wherever.
That's one of the advantages of being an internet entrepreneur.
That's it, exactly. You have the freedom to go anywhere at
That's
any time, work from anywhere. So it's
right.
awesome.
So I've seen I've seen a word a document you told me that sort of broke down a bit of a story, which is really fascinating. Because already at 22, you've already had loads of life experiences, which is so. Would you want to talk me through, you know, sort of how you got to this point in your career?
Yeah, for sure. So it's obviously definitely been a really interesting journey and quite interesting compared to just the normal kind of journey a lot of people take is you go to college, you go to university, and then you finish university, go get a job kind of thing. So I definitely had a little bit of a different route, and sometimes I don't acknowledge myself for the things I've done, which is kind of crazy. I feel like I've done nothing. I feel like I haven't achieved anything sometimes. So reflection is a tricky one for me. But yeah, my story. So I basically dropped out of high school. Just wasn't for me. Hated it. Hated being. Having to listen and having all set routines and this and that. So I just really enjoyed having freedom in my life. And I knew that's something I wanted to achieve. So I dropped out of high school. I had to get an apprenticeship to pay the bills, but hated that as well. And so eventually quit that. And that was when I was like really lost in life. I was like, what the heck do I do? I need to make money. I need to live. And so that's by chance, I ran into this American guy who'd come over to Australia. Who'd been doing street performing over in America. And he would get these like massive crowds in New York and just do acrobatics and perform in front of them. And they'd have like a little crew doing all this break dancing and acrobatics and stuff. And it was really cool. He was showing me some videos of it and I was really impressed because at that point I'd been doing like gymnastics and parkour a little bit for about 3 or 4 years. So I had a bit of experience. I knew how to flip and backflips and all that. And so he was like, well, why don't we get like a little crew together, you know? So me and my best friend joined up with this guy and we went out one day onto the streets with him and we did this little show. And at the end of the day, I remember he handed each of us $40. And at that point, we weren't expecting to get paid. We were just there
Right.
for the fun of it because we love to flip around and to have people recognize this talent that we'd spent 3 or 4 years working on. Was awesome. That was enough for us. So he hands us both $40 for the end of the day and me and my friend, we just freaked out. We're like, oh my gosh, we got paid to flip. Like, it was crazy. So that was, I guess, my first taste of like making money that wasn't an hourly wage. And it really, really opened my eyes up.
Sure. I mean, that step from selling your time for money into just getting money not dependent on your time is breaking of the link, isn't it? Because that link really, you know, just keeps us on the grindstone, like on the hamster wheel. And it's just see so many people like that. So it's great to really get that realization. There are other ways of making money.
Yeah, exactly. And so I did that street performing for about 3 years. 3 years, I think it was.
Really? That's a long time.
Yeah, so I made a full living from that, like more than enough to live off. It's crazy.
It went up from 40 bucks, yeah, and it went up from that. It was huge.
Yeah, way up to that, yeah. I think the biggest day we had was we made $1,200 each, which was pretty crazy.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. So, but you're always working with these other people. You didn't have you do it yourself.
I did it by myself for a year. So the first 2 years were, we had a crew of four and then it eventually went down to two.
And then
eventually I went out by myself and started doing it by myself, which was, it felt like every time I felt like I was starting over again, like from four people going down to two, I was like, oh, we're starting over again. It's scary, but it's like same thing essentially, but just less people. But yeah, it was scary going out on my own for sure and building up confidence to do that. But huge lessons were learned, you know, just having the confidence to step out in the streets and bring crowds together and like entertain them and have a whole show like it. That takes a lot of confidence to do.
Of course it does. It's all about being visible. And that's, I mean, you know, they say public speaking is actually one of the biggest fears. A lot of people are really terrified of it. And I think, going back sort of decades and stuff. So it's great to actually face your fears and actually do it, and that can have a lot of knock-on effects, and I'm sure that's helped you in your business as well, reaching out to people and being visible in other ways.
100% definitely has, like, because I've never been afraid to like jump on calls with people because of that confidence that I built up. So that's definitely something that's helped me as I transitioned online to just connect with more people, you know, not be scared to jump on the phone and talk with people.
Sure. And that's where really with the internet, that's where the money is to be made, isn't it? By connecting, either just finding other people you can learn from, other people you can work with in some way, collaborate with in some way, or or people you could potentially sell a service to, and also going one to many as well, which is where the real money is going to be made, because it can really scale up then. Yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened next then after you started? So you were doing the street performing and then why didn't you just carry on doing that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So unfortunately, I tore my ACL, so I had to get knee surgery, which
What does ACL stand for?
I can't remember exactly.
It's something in your knee.
It's something in your knee.
Okay. Sounds very nasty,
Yeah, so that sucked. That was a very depressing time.
How did you tear it?
I was just training. I was just practicing. Wasn't actually doing a show or anything, luckily. I was just out practicing.
Was there one particular move you did that tore?
Yeah, I was doing a side flip and then doing this weird landing on like a ledge. So unfortunately, I just landed wrong and my knee just went. I actually have a video of it, which is pretty gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can full hear it like pop. It's like pop. And I'm like, so that wasn't fun. Very depressing time in life because I lost everything I loved. Lost performing, lost my income, lost the ability to walk. I couldn't walk for like a whole month. So it was pretty scary. And that was, I guess, a very pivotal moment in life, because instead of going all depressing and like, you know, life's over, I should just quit, like give up. Like instead of going all like that, I started thinking, well, hey, I made money on the street. Like I literally made a living for 3 years off the street, like being on the streets. Ridiculous, crazy to think about. Surely I can do this online somehow. Surely there is another way I can make money online that doesn't require me putting ridiculous hours in and working a job. And so that's kind of what started my journey of looking at all these different online businesses and seeing if I could find anything that would work. And it took some time, but many failed attempts.
Did you buy lots of courses, you know, how to make lots?
I did, yeah. I think a lot of people start the same way. You buy all the courses, you watch all the YouTube videos, buy into the hustle culture.
That's right,
yeah. So I remember I bought this $12,000 course, and I hardly had the money to pay for it, really. And so that was like all my money gone. I was like betting on this working. I was like, I have to make this work. Oh my gosh. And eventually I started making some money from that, but it took some time, and it was very scary because I had to go so many months without making anything and not being able to, I had to stay with my parents because I couldn't afford to be out. And so it was very scary, like not having that source of income. And I guess that's like the biggest risk you take when you first start a business, is just not having any income. And that's why I think a lot of people, it's smart having some of those savings behind you to just tie you over for a couple of months while you build things, because
or
learning.
Or you could just have a proper, like a normal job to pay the bills and do this. Because a lot of people, they do take a massive, because it's easy to believe in these things. People are very persuasive. They say, if you just buy my course, follow this, you're definitely going to succeed. And some people also they borrow money to go on the course. So it's, and they're risking everything. They're just putting all their eggs into one basket. But the reality is a lot of people do fail. I've just seen it time and time again. There's always like one or two who succeed, and they do all these videos, and that's all we see. We just see the people succeeding, so we think everyone's succeeding. But I think over time, it makes sense just to be a bit cautious and sensible, and just try and reduce the level of risk as much as you can.
100%. I totally agree. It's interesting. Like I look back on that time, and it's funny. Like for the last 2 years, I haven't bought any courses. That first year that I started online business stuff, I was buying everything. Like everything I saw, I would buy. I just like, I need this, I need this, I need this. And just paying for coaches and courses and all this stuff. But now, like the last 2 years, I haven't bought any courses. I think I've paid for one coach and that's it.
Right.
And so it's interesting how you like the journey goes and you progress.
But on the other hand, you did need that education to get started, didn't you? Because if you hadn't had any courses, you wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't have
started. 100%. 100%. And it speeds things up, you know? Like if you want to move fast, and your goal is to move fast, then having a course or a coach is like so helpful, right? But for me, I value creativity and innovation more than knowledge. So for me, I would much prefer go out and try things myself and learn different processes myself by experimentation. Then just follow a course structure or strategy or follow a coach's guidance. So that's kind of where I stand, just because I really value having a different approach to things, right? I think standing out is like going to be the new meta. When we come into online business space, as it starts to get more saturated, a lot of people are going to be copying each other. And so I think to really stand out future-wise, like, you know, this might not happen until like 10 years, 20 years down the track when online business is really saturated. That will be when standing out matters the most. And so I'm training that habit now of just being able to experiment and innovate and be creative with things. Cause it's a skill you definitely want to have for sure.
Definitely. And I think another way of expressing that is to build your brand, isn't it? To build your personal brand.
Yeah. 100%. Personal brand definitely helps.
Because otherwise we're just a commodity and everyone would just go to the cheapest person. So we've got to build our brands to charge premium rates and to attract customers and clients. So, So you were doing lots of courses. You spent $12,000 on this one course, which took what was the basic strategy of that course? Was that to do with Facebook groups or was it?
No. So that was actually a course called, it was about Rank and Rent.
And basically
Have you heard of that?
Not that particular course, but I do know that technique, and I have tried. I have tried that technique. I did. I went through, I think it was about 10 years ago. I bought a whole load of different domains, London chiropractors.com, London divorce.com, you know, words with the word London, you know, the idea of ranking them in the search engines and getting the traffic and either renting the website or selling the leads. It's a technique that's been going a long time, although I think it used to be a lot easier to rank sites as Google. I started doing this 20 years ago and it was dead easy then, but obviously with the Google algorithm changes and more competition, it's just got harder and harder and harder. But you did find some success with that model, did you?
A little bit. I had more success in finding clients than anything, right? Which is a little bit counterintuitive because you need the site to rank to get leads for the client to be happy. That's kind of where I struggled. I couldn't get these sites ranking for the life of me. But I was able to find and close clients super easily because I was running Facebook ads at the time. And so I thought about it. I was like, well, hey, this just isn't paying the bills. And I was working like 12-hour days trying to make this work. And it's funny, one night I actually, because I was so bought into the hustle culture, right?
Yeah.
So one night I'm just up working at like 3 a.m. or something ridiculous. And I remember passing out, hitting my head, and I woke up in hospital, not remembering what happened. And that was a very scary experience because it made me think like, well, hey, I can't be hustling. I can't be working these ridiculous hours.
So you were literally, you were just working at 3 a.m. and you're working so hard, so late into the night, they literally just passed out. And he woke up in hospital. That is amazing. Yep.
Yeah,
pretty always hectic. Think sitting at home, you think that's a relatively safe thing to do, but obviously, you push it to extreme. It's actually, and you're someone who did all these like incredible, dangerous things on the street anyway, like backflipping and stuff like that. So the thing of being in the hospital, the second time you got hospital with the torn ACL, and the second time you went was actually from sitting at your desk at home. So
pretty crazy. So if anyone's watching this and they're like putting in ridiculous hours, just slow down.
Of course you can take things to extremes, can't you? You got to look after your body and your health.
Because you hear all the like gurus and stuff talk about it. Depends who you watch, right? If you watch positive ones, it's good, it's great. But if you watch people who are all about like, oh, you've got to want it so bad. More than you want to breathe, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the way to approach it at all. No. It's just, you've got to look after yourself. It's really important. So
definitely.
Yeah. I definitely took a step back after that experience and did some more internal work and mental work and a little bit of spiritual work as well, which was quite interesting, quite insightful.
What sort of spiritual work did you do?
Just kind of going deep into awareness and a lot of meditation, a lot of watching different videos on different topics. You know, some nihilism, all that kind of juicy stuff.
Say more about that, because I'm quite interested, because I meditate as well. I'm into that, so I find it really, you know, I find it really amazing thing to do, both in terms of my own personal happiness, but also just in terms of living life sort of more fully and stuff. So what sort of path as you've sort of particularly have you found most useful?
I would say it's 100%. It's so beneficial to your life to do that internal work. Like a lot of people just don't take the time to do it. You know, they'll focus on mindset stuff, like work on beliefs, character traits and stuff. But like you need to go deeper, you know, you need to go deeper into yourself and deeper into all those different things. Just consuming a lot of content around that, those kind of topics has been really helpful. Like talking about, you know, understanding meaning, understanding, you know, law of attraction and that kind of stuff is very powerful. Very, very like above yourself kind of topics, you know, like stepping out of yourself for a second and just thinking about, okay, how is everything working? Like, how can I understand this?
Yeah. To look at things awareness. From a high perspective rather than just get into detail. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. So it's definitely very insightful, and you'll learn a lot about yourself and a lot about this world that you never otherwise would have thought of. And so definitely a journey I think you should take. A lot of people should take is just going deeper into yourself and learning more about it.
Yeah. That's great. Well, so you did this course, Rank and Rent. You had a little bit of success. Was that when you're at 3 a.m? Yeah. You passed out, you hit your head, you woke up in hospital. Was it? And then what happened after that?
So then I was like, oh, okay, this isn't the way to go. This obviously isn't working. And so I looked at what like assets I have that I could utilize to start making some money. Because at this point, I hadn't really made any money. I think I got paid like $200 in total. And so at this point, it'd been like half a year or more. And I hadn't made a single cent. So I was like, okay, I need to work something out here. So I looked at what I had in front of me.
That's the other thing about cutting your losses earlier. It's hard to, when you've put so much into one business model.
Yeah.
You're so invested, it's hard to give it up. But you've got to, take a step back. That isn't working. Let's try something else. And the sooner we can do that, the better. So anyway, that's what you...
It's either that or you push through, right? Either that or persistence. So you've got to like weigh it up.
It's either that or you push through or you go bankrupt. So, you know.
Yeah, true. You never know.
You decided to reassess. And then what did you do after that?
Yeah. So at that point I had like 26 sites built or something. So I gave them away basically to all my friends and my business partner at the time, basically just gave them all away. So all that work down the drain, and started over. And what I decided to do was, because like I was telling you earlier, is I was really good at getting clients. And so I was like, well, hey, maybe I can make this into a course. And so that's what I did. I made it into a course because I was obviously connected with so many other people doing Rank and Rent. I was like, well, maybe this will help them. If they're good at ranking sites, it's the perfect thing for them. So that's what I did. Turned it into a course. It started off, it was literally just one 30-minute video and a PDF. That was all it was, nothing special. And I put that up onto ClickFunnels, made a little funnel for it, made one post on my Facebook, and that course sold it for $97. And that made 3K in 24 hours when I launched it just with one Facebook post. So that was like
Did you advertise that?
No, I just one Facebook post to my audience. That was it.
To your audience, you mean to your own personal Facebook page?
Yeah.
You just did a post. So it was $97. It was a 30-minute video and a PDF. And you got 3K in 24 hours from sales.
Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it? So that's 300 copies or so.
Yeah.
So did you have a lot of friends then? Did you have any Facebook friends?
Yeah, I would say I had a pretty big friends list. I think it was like, you know, close to I'd probably say like 2,000 people on my friends list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I've got 800 friends at the moment. So I'm increasing now. I used to just have people I actually knew, but now I'm expanding outwards. So
yeah, you gotta build it out.
Yeah. So it's just like how did it get seen by so many people? So it wasn't even so with what the ad for it, was it like a video advertising it? How did it work? It was
just a text post. Like, hey guys who do Rank and Rent, if you're looking to get more clients, this is like the awesome system. Have a look at it. And then people would go to the landing page with the link, and the landing page obviously just talks all the stuff about it. Like, hey, here's how it works. You do this, this, and this.
Oh,
and
that's okay. So the landing page, it was a proper sales page.
Did
you have a video on it or just
text? No, it didn't. It was just all text that text. One then, video obviously works a lot better. Like, I know that now. Video is the way to go for sure. But yeah, that worked really well. So I sold that course for a little while, and then it got some amazing testimonials, like, because obviously you have so many people going through it. There's going to be some great results that happen.
And didn't have any upsells to
course. It didn't. I was so inexperienced at that time, you know. I had no idea how anything worked. Like, the funnel was so clunky. Like, it's funny, when I made that post, the funnel was broken. So I had all these people messaging me like, hey dude, the purchase isn't working. I'm like, pulling my hair out trying to get it working. But yeah, somehow I got it working, and then eventually, like 24 hours later, I'd sort of hit 3K. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
So I think one of the things that made it work, I suppose, was that the people out of your 2,000 friends, a lot of them were doing this same strategy, Rank and Rent with it.
Yeah.
So it's really very targeted, laser targeted to those exact people. And it was fixing this problem they had about clients. So it was fixing a specific problem for a very small niche, of which you had a large audience. That was one of the keys, I suppose, of making this work. Yeah,
exactly. So then I was like, well, cool, made like 3K from a $97 offer. That's not too bad.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I was like, how can I make more? And so what I decided to do, because obviously from that experience, what I learned was, if you have an audience, they're going to buy stuff. So if you build an audience the right way and you sell the right thing to the right audience, there's no way it can't work, right? So my thought was, okay, cool, I need to build a bigger audience now.
Yeah.
So what I went out and did was, this is when I started my first Facebook group. And that was, the group was called Scale Hacks, Rank and Rent Growth or something like that. And so I'd basically just invite everyone to that group who was like a friend on my friend list, just using the invite button in the group. And that grew it. I had my VA just do that every day. She'd like add new friends from other Rank and Rent groups. And then when they were on my friends list, should invite them to our group. And so just by doing that strategy alone, we grew that group to 3,000 members.
Was she using your Facebook login, or she did it with her own? So you gave her your password for Facebook. She'd log in, she'd invite, she'd go into other groups in the similar niche, and she'd build up your friends, invite more friends. And then once they became friends, then she'd message them and say, well, do you want to join this group?
Yeah. So like, she literally wouldn't even send the message. She would just there's a button in the Facebook group that says invite. And you just press that and it'll show your list of friends and you just select which ones you want to invite.
Yeah.
And they'll get a notification saying, hey, you're invited to this group. And so then they can join. And we literally, just by doing that, we were growing the group by about 150 to 200 members per month. So those numbers happened over the next, you know, 6 to 7 months. And then next thing we know, we're at 3K. At one point when
Just a question. So about inviting the friend, you click a button, invite all your friends in one go. Can you?
Yeah, you can, but you got to individually select them. But yeah,
you still have to click. So if you've got 2,000 friends, you still got to click each one, 2,000. So 2,000, you can't see everyone. Okay.
That's why she does it every day, so it doesn't stack up. Because then if you have 10 friends for the day, she only has to click 10 and then invite 10.
And is there a limit to how many new friends you can add a day?
Yes. So what I've found is you always start at sending 20 requests per day, and then eventually you can ramp that up to around 80 to 100 per day. But you don't want to increase too much over that. Otherwise, Facebook will flag you.
So did you ever get flagged by Facebook for that?
A couple times, yeah.
What happens when you're flagged?
It's more the messaging you have to worry about. If you're sending too many messages, that's when you really get flagged. If you're sending friend requests and you send too many, it'll just have a pop-up box that says, hey, you shouldn't send any more friend requests because you're moving too fast or something like that.
Yeah, okay. So you get a pop-up with a friend request, which you found is 20, but then going up to 80 or 100 is okay. And then and with the messaging, but you wouldn't actually message them. So you do a friend request, and then you would just do the invite. So you wouldn't actually message at that point.
Definitely want to message once they're in the group, but no messages before the group. That's basically how we grew the group, because I thought it was really at the start. Again, I had no idea what I was doing. It was all just trial and error. I didn't take any courses on how to run a Facebook group, didn't take any coaches or anything. I just
really, you just worked it out for yourself. Yeah.
Total experimentation. So I just invited all these people, had my VA doing that. I'm like, okay, cool. That's the growth sorted. Now let's focus on engagement and connecting with the audience. How are we going to do this? And so I tried a few different things. Obviously, content's really important, posting the right things. So I was posting all these valuable little live streams and content pieces and stuff. Hey, here's how you can find more rank and rank clients. And here's how you can do this. And here's how you can do this. And so just posting all these different valuable things to that audience. And people loved it. They were just instantly felt so connected to me. They're like, hey, this is the go-to guy. Mm. And it's funny because eventually, I'll come back to that in a sec, but eventually when this group reached 3,000 members, at that point, it was the biggest rank and rank group on Facebook, right? The biggest group on Facebook. And everyone looked at me as the rank and rent expert, even though I'd never built a successful rank and rent myself. But I knew the model so well, and I knew
how to get people
clients, but I didn't know how to build, rank the sites really well and all that stuff. So I stuck to what I knew. Mm. I stuck to what I was good at. And everyone came to me as the rank and rent expert. And I was jumping on all these interviews in other people's groups. Hey, we have expert, the rank and rent expert, Tom, jumping on. And everyone was so hyped. I remember one time I jumped on some other guy's group. It was a Zoom call, and there was 100+ people in there, all there, excited to see me because I was the expert.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was definitely a lot of imposter syndrome because I was I'm not that good.
Yeah. Okay. How long ago? So let's get a time frame for this. So when did you start this group?
So I launched that group, I think it would have been the start of 2021. So I launched it start of 2021.
Just a year ago. You just launched it a year ago.
2020.
2 years ago. Sorry, just before the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah. 2021. Yep. So it was 2021. I launched it basically just before January. And then from there, just kept growing and growing. And I didn't try and sell anything for the first 800 members. The first 800 people who joined that group, it was just all posting content, giving value. I was having conversations with these people. I was jumping on calls with people and giving them all this stuff for free, all this advice for free, just building connections, And I built so many of these connections that eventually when I decided what I was going to sell to the group, all these people felt so connected to me that I made one post in my Facebook group, right? Yeah. The post was so simple. This is all it said. It said, hey, I'm looking for 10 people who want to find more rank and rank clients who's in. That was the post. Like, that's literally all it was. And I had like 100 comments or something on the post with people commenting, me, I want help, me. And then I would basically reply to their comments, send all of those people a message, get them booked into a call. And then I was on the phone selling them my offer. And at the time, what I was selling was, I decided to sell a coaching package, right? So it's basically just the course that I was selling before, but instead of delivered through a course, it's delivered through coaching now. And so that's what I decided to do. I sold it for $1,500 each. And we made 13K from that in the first 24 hours of that post being up. So same kind of thing, except instead of 3K, it was 13K now.
Yeah. Okay. So 1500 each, but dollars each. And so how was it? Was that one-to-one coaching?
Yeah. One-to-one coaching. Yeah.
And how many hours, you know, what was the structure of that one-to-one coaching? Was it over so many weeks or so many hours? What was it?
Yeah. So it was a weekly call and then daily check-ins on Messenger. And that was for 3 months. So there was a 3 month package. So 3 months. Well,
so it's a weekly call and daily check-in on Messenger. So how long were the calls?
The calls were probably about an hour, just over an hour sometimes.
Okay. So that's, so it's 12 hours.
Yeah. Roughly around that.
So you were selling 12 hours of your time for $1,500. So that's, just over $100 an hour you were getting for that. Yeah. It was quite time intensive.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, obviously that was your starting point. Obviously things progressed on from there. But obviously group coaching would have been, yeah, I mean, at some point I'm sure you moved on to something like that. But okay, so let's go back here. So you interacted with people. You didn't try and sell anything for the first 800 members. You're just delivering content. And how did you stop people spamming the group?
That never really happened, to be honest.
Really?
I never had any issues with that. I think in some different niches, you probably would have issues with that. Trying people like just don't understand marketing and they'll just post whatever.
Yeah.
But you can now, like, there's a setting in Facebook where you have to approve people's posts.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can just turn that on and then spam is pretty much non-existent. So, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So you did this post. You got how many people replied to that post?
About 100, I think it was.
100 people 100 replied. Clients. And out of those, how many became clients?
What's that, sorry?
How many people signed up for your coaching package?
And then from there?
10, well, about 8.
I can't remember how many exactly.
Well, you said 1,500 each and you got 13,000. So
yeah, some of those were 1,000, I remember. So the numbers aren't exact.
So around, 10, 12, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, okay. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's okay, something.
That's fine. So it's a big chunk of money anyway, and they paid up front. And then obviously, you're obviously quite busy then delivering the coaching for the next
exactly so that that next yeah. 3 months was pretty messy because I was like trying to work out my coaching program and get
right. so what was your next thing after that?
So then that was, I kind of looked at that as like the trial phase, you know, that was like my trial clients basically. So that was, I got some good testimonials from those first few people, had a few that failed, so that was something to look at and learn lessons from. And so then what I did was I just like revamped the coaching package. I made like more course material, so I didn't have to put as much time in.
Right.
And then what I did was increase the price. And so I increased it to 2000. I think it was 2,500 actually. So I increased the price to 2,500.
This is US dollars, is it? You're talking about?
Yeah. US dollars. Yeah.
So you increased price to 2,500. Yeah. And then what? And you put more course materials in. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so then I basically just, basically systemized my group so that I could consistently get clients from it. Cause obviously you can't make that same post all the time. Like we still make that post probably once a month or so. It's called like a little launch post. So it's great strategy to do that, you know, once a month or every or so often. But what worked really well is in conjunction with that is actually doing a lot of story posts, right? So Facebook really favors when you post stories. And so when you tie that in, when you do your launch posts on your stories, you know, once a week you can do them because that's like a good time frame. And so you basically post the same thing. You're like, hey, looking to help XYZ audience do XYZ thing, who's in, comment below or send me a message. And that way people see your story and they send you a message or they comment below or they like the story or whatever.
If they comment, that increases engagement, which boosts it in the algorithms, doesn't it?
So exactly. Yeah.
People. So that's, yeah, so it's a win-win. That's better if they do that. And then, so the story, I know I've never done a Facebook story. I've seen people, oh, so-and-so says, can you explain what Facebook story is?
Yeah, so it's the same kind of thing as if you've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of thing, right? You have the story feature, which basically you post something and it only stays up for 24 hours, right? And people can only access it when they click there's like a little profile ring around it. And you click it and it shows the story, and it shows it for like 10 seconds or something, then it goes away, it goes to the next person's story. So it's a great way to like get that quick flashy like image in front of people to and capture their attention.
It's just an image.
You can do video as well. You can do videos. You can do text, images, whatever.
But up to 10-second video, can you?
Yeah, up to 10 seconds. Yeah, I think it's 15 seconds. I'm not sure exactly.
It's a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
And so what format story did you find most effective?
So text definitely works best. With an image behind it. So you take a photo of yourself and then you write text. That's what I found works best. Because obviously like people see you, they're like, you know, the instant trust, instant credibility kind of thing.
So like in Canva, you just do like a photo of yourself with some text in front with your...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That works best for sure.
And you do that once a week, do you? Or you did that once a week at this stage?
Yeah. Once a week. Great to make those posts, but I'd be posting stories every day. But I mean like the launch style post where you're like, hey, who wants help? Comment below. I'd only make that type of post once a day. Oh, once a week. Sorry.
Oh, so what other posts did you do then the other days?
Yeah, so on your story, in terms of content strategy, I find, so we can go like deep into this if you want to.
Yeah, sure.
So in terms of content strategy, I find there's a few key types of content that you should be posting. Yeah. And this includes your profile, your group, your story, like wherever you're posting content, right? And so what I found worked really, really well was you have posts called character posts lifestyle posts, which is basically like showing you as a person, like, hey, I'm out walking my dogs because I, you know, take time off my business and love walking my dogs. And here's my hobby I love doing. Here's me doing a backflip because it's awesome. Like just showing you and your life, basically, so people can connect with you, right, as a person. So that's the first type of post is character and lifestyle posts.
Yes.
Second type of post is engagement posts.
Yes.
So these are posts that you usually just ask a question and that gets people to comment, right? So you might be asking, what's your favorite type of food? Or, you know, you can get more specific with business stuff. Like, hey, with your rank and rent sites, what's the hardest thing you struggle with?
Yeah.
Right? And then people comment all these different things. And so that's engagement posts. Third one is action posts, or launch posts, same kind of thing. But action posts can also be asking people if they want a resource, right? So, hey, I have XYZ ebook that helps you to do XYZ. Who wants it, right? And then they comment, and then you basically send them a message saying, hey, here's the ebook. I know you wanted to read it. Here it is. And so that's the third type of.
And would that be like a lead? Would that go to a lead capture page to get their email address and stuff, or would you just
can do it like that? I never did. I just sent it straight to them because I've got them in Messenger. That's more powerful than any email I'm going to send. So,
right. And do you use something to automate the messages? Some software,
That's something you want to hire out. That's something you want to hire out. Never automate that.
Okay.
Because you want it to be personal. It has to be personal to work. There's no way it works. So I'll get to that in a bit because like that's kind of when I got later on in the group. I started looking at how I can like, you know, delegate and automate it and make the process work properly. So I'll talk about it in a sec, but back to the content. So that's the three types so far.
Okay.
The fourth one is drawing a blank, but there's another one. But those are three key ones. Like if you focus on just those three, that's going to drive a lot of results.
Engagement, character, action. Action. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Fourth one's obviously live streams. Sorry, totally
live stream.
Yeah, so live streams at least once a week, and especially in your group. Like on your profile as well is great if you do it on your profile, but mainly in the group because you want to stay live and active in the group. And Facebook loves when you go live.
So this is a Facebook Live.
Yes. Yeah.
So Facebook and live. Obviously the others three were like 10 or 15 second stories. You're talking about.
Yeah.
But the live Facebook Live goes on for much longer.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, okay. I'd probably try to keep it around 30 to 45 minutes. You can do really shorter ones.
And would it just be you talking on it? Would you talk with other people? Would it just be you talking?
Yeah, a bit of both. So I have different styles of live streams. So I love, I sometimes do short live streams where it's just me talking about one topic for like 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Then there's like longer live streams, which is me like screen sharing, going into a topic more deeply.
Yeah.
And then there's like what I call expert interviews, which is basically me jumping on with someone else and interviewing them, being like, hey, what value do you have to provide, kind of thing. Those are the three main types of live streams. And what I used to do to like save time is I would pre-record the live stream, right? So I would bulk record all my content for the week on one day. So I spent one day making my content for the whole week. That was it.
Right.
So I wasn't wasting time. So I would pre-record that live stream as a video, right?
Yeah.
And then what I would do is I would have my VA live stream that video. So she's basically playing that video as a Facebook Live. And that way it looks like it's me talking live, but it's actually just a pre-recorded video playing.
Yes.
That's like just to save a lot of my time and not have to worry about like going live at this time and that. And makes it easier.
Yeah. And in a way, it's more relaxing just pre-recording it, because, you know, if you screw it up, you can always edit it or delete it or whatever. So, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So you're doing all these live streams. So you did a story every day, and you do a live stream once a week.
Yeah.
That was the main content you would produce for your group.
Yeah. So it'd mainly be, I'd post about 7 pieces of content per week on my profile, and then about 3 or 4 pieces of content in my group per week. So
with the ones on your profile, would they be stories or just normal posts?
No, normal posts. And then stories on top of that. So I would have 7 posts on my profile, 3 posts in my group, and then, you know, maybe like 7 story posts for the week as well.
And would they all be the same? That'll be the follow the, this is the same pattern of character, engagement, and action. That'll be on those 3 areas.
But
both your profile, and because most of your friends on your profile were also in the same niche as well. So
exactly.
Would you also try and make other efforts to get people on your profile into the group? I suppose you'd say, oh, we'll come.
Yeah, sometimes
Facebook Live, watch it on, join my group to watch it, sort of thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. That definitely funnels a couple of people over.
Yeah. Okay. So what next then?
Yeah. So then I obviously like had this thing working, and I was making pretty consistent income. And in 2021, I made 6 figures, which was great, from the coaching business. But what I was really frustrated with was just being so strapped for time.
Yeah.
Before that, I had worked on systemizing and automating things, right? So I didn't have to spend as much time on the marketing side of things, because what was taking more time than anything was me just having conversations with people every day, and booking them into calls. Like that was the part that was the most time consuming.
Mm.
So what I decided to do was just try and systemize everything. So what I did was I created all these different documents, these SOPs, like standard operating procedures, basically like, here's the process, here's how it works, here's how I want it done, kind of thing. There's like video walkthroughs for each of the individual tasks.
Yeah.
And then I basically went out and found some VAs.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, okay, cool. I need VAs to create content. I need VAs to appointment set for me. I need VAs to manage the group. And so that's basically the roles I hired. And away we went, and we just basically did that. And so did that for a while, worked really, really well. I was just focused on the coaching, but I wasn't really like, I didn't really feel like I could scale, you know, and I also wasn't very passionate about it as well. I was just teaching people like how to find more clients for Rank and Rent. I never really liked Rank and Rent. I kind of was just doing it because I wanted to make money in the first place. So it was coming from the wrong place, right? It wasn't coming from passion or inspiration. It was just like, just kind of doing this now for the money. And it didn't really feel right. So, and obviously I went through that spiritual journey and realized like, it's not all about money. It's about fulfillment in life. Right. Yeah. And so I got to a point where, you know, like 2021 had just started, and I was like, I don't want to be doing this anymore. I really don't want to be doing this. So I shut everything down, like 6-figure business down the drain, like anything from it. I just shut everything down, had to fire my VAs. And then I was like, okay, cool. Well, what's next? And so that's when I had the idea.
Although it was profitable, you didn't enjoy it, and it was just having a lot of demands on your time.
That's so, it, yeah. And I'm young, like I could mess up for the next 5 years and still be fine, you know. Oh, so
because you had enough money saved up to
not even that, but more just like I'm so young, like I have the opportunity to take risks that some other people who have like a wife and kids to look after sure. might not be able to do, just right?
Live so, quite cheaply and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have no baggage attached. So sure. I was just like, now's the time for me to be taking these massive risks and trying to work this out. So
yeah,
I just shut down everything, made like a Facebook live stream, like, hey guys, I'm shutting everything down, like I'm not gonna be doing this anymore. And so what I did was I actually made instead of having it as a coaching program, I just had it as a course. So I went back to having it as a course just to bring some extra income in on the side. So a couple of people still bought that just to kind of keep me going and have some income coming in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, cool. What's next? Like, what do I do next? And that's when I had the idea. I was like, well, I just built a 6-figure business from one Facebook group.
Yeah. Like,
why don't I just coach people on doing that now?
Yeah.
And so I kind of moved into that and I did that for about 3 months. And I had a business partner, like one of my best friends, who's still my best friend to this day. We were business partners for a little bit because he was kind of doing similar stuff. And we're like, yeah, let's do this. We got this.
Yeah.
And we closed clients pretty quickly because obviously we knew how to do that.
Yeah.
And we did coaching for that for a while. And we had a couple failed clients, obviously a couple successful clients. And then I was just like, no, this isn't it. This like... I just don't enjoy coaching. I don't want to coach. I don't want to waste my time doing this. You know, I got into business to have freedom. So why am I wasting my time coaching?
Yeah.
And so then that's kind of what sparked the idea to turn this into a service. And that's where we're at now is this is a totally done for you service where we have our team basically manages this group. They grow it. They put content in there. They appointment set from there to book sales calls. And that's kind of where we're at now. So that progressed over the next few months. And, you know, we had one client who we started and within 10 days, they'd closed a 13K client. So like we were seeing these great results and it was just awesome to see it like all working by itself, like without my input, without having to do these coaching calls and all this time investing. And so for the last like 6 months or so, I've just been so free. I've probably been working about 4 hours a week on client work.
Wow.
It's just really allowed me to live life how I want. It's been really fun just like managing the team and having them do everything for me.
Yeah. That's amazing. So yeah, this is where you are now. So you've built up this business, but you've managed to free yourself from the business. So you're the business owner because you've trained all these VAs with these SOPs and they like do everything for you. And done for you service is coaching is okay, as you say, but especially if it's one-to-one, it can be very, very draining. Especially, I think some people probably a lot easier to work with than others. And of course, the other route you could have gone down is build this whole like info product system. You could have built like a $12,000 course or something like that. But you were you went the done for you service. So so with this done for you service, does it mean that the so if I hired you, would I have to give you my Facebook login or would you need that? Or couldn't you just have your VA be an admin in the group and post?
We could run it like that, but we prefer to run off the main person's profile. Cause like we were talking about earlier, it's all about personal brand, right? Mm. So if someone receives a message from a VA, not as great as receiving a message from you. Right. And so again, it's like, I don't know, people have different views on that. They feel like it's unauthentic because like we have a VA messaging as you, but I don't really view it as that because like if you have something that can help someone, we're just connecting the dot. That's all we're doing, right? We're just having that conversation with them to book them into a call for you to close them as a client and then help them, right? So it's just connecting that dot. I don't look at it as like unauthentic at all.
It sort of to depends if it's just literally just booking them in a call and stuff. Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. But obviously, if they're like pretending to be me and then they have these sort of long in-depth conversations, and then I have a long in-depth, it could be confusing if they're messaged by
100%.
But you don't stray into that. It's more just booking a call. But obviously, are these VAs, are they based in the Philippines? I mean, is there English perfect? Can they can they come across as the person well?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. It's all just trained skills. Obviously, like English has to be really good. That's the key for this to work. So English is the one thing that we really qualify for when we're looking for appointment setters. But anything can be trained, right? If you have good systems in place, I believe any VA can be trained to do anything, right? Unless the skill requires a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only thing. Unless it requires a lot of experience, you can train anyone to do anything. And so it's all about finding the right people. And so I've gone through tons and tons of bad VAs and people who don't speak English, or this happens, or they're just not consistent. And so it's all about finding people with the right attitude. I don't care about experience and what jobs you've worked in the past. I want to know that your attitude and your dedication to this role is going to be there. And so that's what I really look for when I hire in VAs.
Sure. Okay. So to break it down, so what you do is you build, using these strategies you told me, you build the group to like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people in a specific niche. You manage the group, and then you do all these posts, you create all this content, you do all these posts that you just said. And then do you just message people at random, or do you wait for or do you do a post, say, how does it work? How do you get them onto a call?
Yeah, so there's obviously a few ways to start the conversation. And so the main one is obviously just reaching out to new group members. So, hey, I saw you joined XYZ group. Just wanted to say welcome to the group and love to have you in there. Tell me a little bit more about yourself, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, connecting with them. So that's how most conversations are started. But there's also other ways we start conversations, like the launch post and like resource posts, like, hey, we have XYZ ebook, comment below. And then they comment and then you send them a message. So those are like probably the three main ways that you'll send messages.
The three main ways. Tell me a bit about more about yourself to the new group members, or you do a launch post with the ebook, comment below. And what's the third way?
An action, resource post. So basically like, hey, we have XYZ resource. Like, hey, we have this video walkthrough that helps you to get more clients. Would you like it?
So that's similar to the launch post. Oh no, the launch post, you're selling something, and the resource post is free. Is that the difference?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So as long as it's free.
They're both like defined as action posts. I both, they're because the someone's taking an action, right? They're commenting.
Yeah.
To get something.
The comment. And the action is they progress. Comment. Okay. Yeah. So I think a lot of skill is in setting up the funnel, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all it is, you know? It's a funnel. Like, okay, someone, how are we getting people into the group? Okay, when they join the group, what's the process they go through? How do we take them from joining the group to booking a call, right? What does that look like?
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
And then they book a call. And then they book a call, and then it's down to the person to take it from there to monetize it and to sell them the service, and presumably your clients... do they monetize in many, many different niches? They monetize in many different ways, do they? I mean, are some of them coaching, some of them service, and all?
Yeah, so we've got some really different, really interesting niches. So one is like one we have at the moment is like an online casino, super weird niche, right?
Yeah.
And then we've got things like mindset coaches, we've got e-com brands, we've got some lady was working in like cyber sales, cyber security. Just all kind of different niches. Like it really, as long as you have a high ticket offer and you're selling to an audience that's already on Facebook, those are really the two key things we look for.
Okay. High ticket offer and an audience on Facebook. Yeah. So what typically is the amount of the high ticket offer?
So anything above $1,000 is pretty good. Anything that you'd take a call for, right? Like you're not going to take a call to sell a $97 course, right?
No.
So anything that you'd take a call to sell.
Okay, that sounds good. And in terms of the charge of the service, is that something you have to talk to people about, or do you have like a flat charge for the service?
We have a flat charge just because it's easier to do it that way.
Yeah.
And so that's a monthly fee because obviously we manage it month to month to month. And what I like to say to most people is that if you're starting from scratch with no group, no foundations, it's like the example I provided before. I didn't sell anything until I got to 800 members.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't go that extreme when we have clients, but I would say at least 100 to 150 members before you start selling anything. So the first month or 2 months are really no results are going to be seen because you're building the foundations to make it start working. And so that's kind of how that works. But yeah, in terms of pricing, we charge $2,000 a month. That pretty much covers the whole team to do everything. And it's pretty affordable, really, because if you went out and found your own VAs, you know, it costs a little bit less probably, but you still have to manage everything yourself. So a bit of an easier solution, I guess.
And would people have to produce the content themselves?
No, we do it all for them.
You
all
produce done the content?
Yep. So obviously video content has to be done by you, but we give you scripts and templates to use for that. Really? So you don't have to like put too much thinking and effort into it. We've got a list of like, I think there's like 200 plus like high performing headlines, which is like the four biggest mistakes people make with XYZ and, you know, like headlines like that, that are really catchy. And so you basically just pick one of the headlines, talk about a topic for like 20 minutes and that's your content done. And so, yeah, for the live streams and stuff, you'll have to be there, but that's probably like 20 minutes of your time.
Okay, so if it's like the four biggest mistakes in cybersecurity, for example, suppose I'm a cybersecurity expert, which I'm not, who would have to work out what the four biggest mistakes are? Or would I just have to know that?
Yeah, the client, obviously. I don't know.
Exactly. So you're good at coming up with like the catchy headlines, posting it. But the sort of meat of the content, obviously, I'd have to do.
Yeah, because you're the expert, right? Like, you should know your niche. And if you don't, that's a pretty
well.
Pretty
yes, obviously, because if your VAs, I'm sure, are extremely good, but you know, they can't be geniuses in every
100%.
So, and you don't want something that reflects badly on my brand as well. So, and do you have to tie in for a certain period, or can you just do it for a month?
No, month by month. But like I said, I think a lot of people should stick around for 3 months at least, because that's when you really start seeing it work. Because I've had a couple of people who have paid for just like 1 month and we've got to like 100, 150 members. And then they're like, oh, I can't see any results. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it's pretty upsetting, because if you just stick it through, like, you're going to see results. So
yeah.
I would say be committed to the 3 months if it is something you want to do. That's what I always say to everyone.
Yeah. No, that sounds fantastic. So, so if anyone's watching this and wants to find out more, what's the name of, where should they go? Do you have a website, or do you want to give your Facebook group, or?
I actually have a really good case study you guys can look at. It's www.groupgrowth.net/SH.
Hang on a second. I'll write this down. www.groupgrowth.net/SH. What's the SH for?
That's just the little thing so I know which page it is.
Okay. If different. Okay. So let's, I will do it. Shall I share my screen and we'll look at that now? Hang on.
Yeah, for sure.
Share my screen.
So this is basically a video walking you through how I grew the Scale Hacks group to six figures in just 90 days.
So is that basically what you just told me? It's the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Thing. Yeah. Okay.
And then book your free group audit, and then.
So this page is more for like people who already have a Facebook group, because that's like who I'm trying to work with. Like, I don't tend to really like working with people who don't already have a Facebook group, but if you've already got a group, you can basically book a call in. We'll like review that group for you, give you just like a free audit. And then if you want to work with us and have us do it for you, cool. But if not, at least from that call, you'll walk away with value, knowing what to do with your group to make it better.
Okay. I did try and join your Facebook group, but I'm pending. So maybe you're
late. Yeah, I haven't been too active in there.
I noticed that you ask lots of questions to join your group. So this is for potential clients.
Yes.
So, and it's I noticed to join it, you ask these questions like, you're already, by joining the group, you're inviting people to give your phone number, their phone number stuff, to get into a conversation even before they join. But you found that works quite well. You find a lot of people give their phone number, and you get into a conversation with them. Yeah.
It's a little bit unfortunate, because I wish I lived in America and had an American phone number, because like, imagine this, right? Someone gives you their phone number, they join your group. It's such a big differentiator if you send them a quick message, like on your from your phone, SMS, right?
Right.
You're like, hey, just saw you join the group. Just wanted to send you a quick message on SMS here because I know you dropped your number. Like that stands out to people, right? Because again, like I was talking about before, I don't like taking too many courses or following too many coaches, because when I get to be in my creative zone and experiment, that's when I find my best ideas. And so little things like that, like sending messages via SMS and just finding different ways to stand out, is really how you crush things.
So, okay. So you're saying most of these people are in America, are they? So yeah, you're saying you have problems because you don't have a US phone, so you can't send them an SMS. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, well, I mean,
I can, but it's going to cost a lot from Australia. And then also,
okay, look, I know a way around that. So if you go to keithgriggs.com/resources, this powerful marketing system. Okay, this one, which is go high level. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I use. And there you can get a US phone number or any country you like, and then you could just send SMSs from there. And you can automate it, or you can just go into a chat thing and it has them all together. It has the SMSs, emails, all voice calls, has them, or Facebook messages, has them all in this sort of one thread, so you can interact with them in many different ways. So that's what I use anyway. But
yeah, Go High Level is awesome.
It is.
I know a lot of agencies that use that.
Yeah. It's got a lot of functionality, but it's all for automation. But as I agree, a lot of it is best if you do it if it's a real person doing it. Even if it's a VA, it doesn't really matter. It's still a real person. So it's better than, I hate it. If I think it's a bot, I just shut it down straight away. Exactly. That's fantastic. So I think, have we covered everything?
Yeah, that's pretty much everything.
Okay.
Pretty much everything. I mean, I'm not like, this isn't a business that I'm actively pushing, because like, I really want to focus on things I'm passionate about right now. So I still run it on the side, you know, because it's easy. I've got the team there. Like if someone needs their group managed for them, we can do it. No problems, because I've got the team there. But it's not something I'm actively prospecting for or finding new clients for.
Really?
So yeah, because I really want to move to like a passion project of mine is building a paid community that shows people how to build a freedom business of their own. So that's like kind of where my passion lies and really the audience that I want to help. So that's what I'm moving more towards now. So I'm just focusing on things for that as opposed to so much this business. Just because, passions are really what keep me going. You know, like I might jump from all these different ideas and not make as much money as if I just stuck with one, but it doesn't really bother me. You know, I'm young. I can experiment and play around and just try out all these different things and see what works, see what doesn't. And yeah, so I'm just playing.
That's great. No, I agree totally. It's much, much more important to do what you're feel passionate about, because that's what life's all about, isn't it? Doing that, you see other people just chasing money and they just look really unhappy, and that's like the booby prize. So that's great.
Exactly.
All right, so there's nothing else then at this stage. So it's been great meeting you, and you know, hopefully we'll stay in touch, and if there's anyone I can help you, let me know. And sounds like a great service, or if people just want to do it themselves, I mean, it sounds like a great strategy as well.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for explaining it to me and also our audience.
No, all good. And like if that link that we just went to before, if people go to that has everything. So if you want to do your group yourself, walks you through the exact strategy. Like everything's in there. I haven't left anything out, because I believe that if you want to do it yourself, you should be able to, and you should have the information to do it.
You mean in a half an hour case study video, you mean? Really? Just explains everything.
Yeah, there's everything in there. Yeah, nothing left out. It's not like these fluffy things that are like, they tell you the what, but not the how. You know, it's got everything in there. So
Perfect. That's great. Well, lovely to meet you, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, likewise. Okay. I mean, it's morning for you, isn't it?
It's morning. Opposite. Yeah, it's 10:30. Yeah, and it's also my birthday today, so I'm going.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Awesome. Enjoy.
I will. Yeah. Okay. All the best. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.